holidays, and that usually means one thing, lots and lots of food. Buying food, cooking food, eating food, you get the idea. But food is also so much more than what's on the plate. It's history, culture, family. And that's something our next guests have thought a lot about. Sisters Sarah and Caitlin Lung, along with their parents, Judy and Bill, started a food blog in 2013 called The Walks of Life. The blog documented their family history through recipes, you know, recipes passed down, quote, from homey Cantonese classics to the Americanized Chinese food common in many restaurants. The blog was a success. The Lung family now has a cookbook out with the same name, and Sarah and Caitlin Lung join me now to talk about it more. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, welcome to All Things Considered. So, y'all grew up in a family of, like, chefs and excellent home cooks and all that. What was your personal relationship with food growing up? Sarah, why don't you start?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that we grew up in a family of chefs, per se. I mean, on my dad's side, his stepfather, they were chefs. But in our house, it was very much kind of just like a home cooking vibe. Mm. And we describe in the book that like every sort of family experience was mediated by food. I think that it was a way to connect with our grandparents and a way for us to all connect at the end of the day around the family dinner table and for us to kind of spend time together. But I think that the thing that was missing growing up was this connection between us and, like, I guess learning how to make the food of our childhood. Because my sister and I loved cooking, and we cooked all the time, but we were always sort of cooking the recipes that we were seeing on, like, the Food Network or in the cookbooks that we had in the house, and not so much.
Yeah, just like Rachel Ray, just like Food Network.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes. Like Rachel Ray, Giada De Laurentiis, Tyler
yeah.
Florence.
No shots at them there. It's all good, but yeah. Yeah.
So I think it was definitely, we loved food and we loved the food of our childhood, like the food that our parents made for us growing up, but there was definitely this disconnect there in terms of learning how to make those dishes, which is why we started the blog.
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin, what about you?
For us, I think like my parents taught us how to eat. Not necessarily how to cook at first, but like what's good and like how you combine foods. And like if there's a steamed fish on the table, you should eat it over rice and spoon some of the sauce over the rice. And like that's the best way to eat it. You know, like little things like that, I think we just picked up by osmosis, like constantly. And then it kind of resulted in us just always having a really strong appreciation for food and then like low key obsession. And then one day it was like, oh, okay, like let's start cooking and try your own hand at this. And like Sarah said, it kind of started with non-Chinese food. And then, you know, one day we were like, wait a second, we've been neglecting the most important part here. And the rest is history from there, I guess.
Yeah. And so when did the idea of the blog come up?
So we started the blog in 2013. And the context around that was I had just graduated from college. And my parents were living in China. And my sister was also in college. And it was like during that year, while my parents were abroad and my sister and I were here in the US on our own, that we really realized like, wow, okay, there's this really big hole in our cooking repertoire because all the dishes that our parents used to make for us growing up were completely inaccessible to us. That's when we kind of figured like, oh, like maybe it would make sense to write these down and to do it in blog form so that we could refer back to it in future. And also so that our friends and family could look at it, and so that we could all contribute from the various locales we were in.
Caitlin, you self-ID in the book as a lazy girl in the kitchen. I'm curious, is there a recipe in this book that you can recommend, I don't know, maybe for like a holiday meal for fellow lazy cooks?
A holiday meal for fellow lazy cooks. One option is shortcut Dan Dan noodles, which are kind of incredible because Dan Dan noodles are one of those dishes where, like, you see it on a restaurant menu and chances are you're like, oh my God, I have to order that. Like, I really, you know, have a craving, whatever. It's like something that you eat out at restaurants. So it has a little bit of that special flair. But the recipe in the book radically simplifies the process of making it. So you mix up a bunch of ingredients, like chili oil, dark soy sauce, light soy sauce, chicken bouillon paste, some sesame paste, few other good things, and then you just whisk it all together, and then you have this incredible sauce base. And basically, when you want a bowl of dandan noodles, you can just brown some ground pork, or if you're a vegetarian, you could do like chopped mushrooms, and then you boil noodles, you boil a little like leafy green, and you mix everything together with a few spoonfuls of the sauce, and that's it.
Because you guys are mixing all these like perspectives, were you guys ever worried about getting like dinged for authenticity by like some nerd online or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely something that we thought about, right? When we started the blog, after we had kind of finished with our like go-to like family recipes, like it's like, okay, we've documented all of the sort of recipes that we made on a regular basis growing up. And now it's like, now what? Now what are we going to cover? And we kind of thought about like, oh, should we do like a General Tso's chicken, or should we do like a beef lo mein? And the bottom line is my dad's parents opened a Chinese takeout restaurant in the 80s, and they cooked those dishes. They proudly cooked and served those dishes while they ran their restaurant. And so we were like, yeah, of course we're going to post those, because they are true to our family's, you know, experience as Chinese Americans. I remember my dad telling me stories about how, like, at the end of a long night, they would pack up to take home some, like, fried chicken wings, an order of beef lo mein, and a beef and broccoli, and that was their dinner. So, like, that was something that, you know, even, like, they, as a Chinese family, would make and enjoy, and I feel like it would be kind of disingenuous to not include those. And regardless of whether people consider something like quote unquote authentic Chinese, I think it's about authenticity to one's own experience. And that's what we've prioritized on the blog and in the book.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, especially at this time of year, kind of get that bug to sort of like sit down with their folks and record their family history, you know? And you guys have been lucky enough to do that through the blog and now this book. Caitlin, I'll start with you. What's been the best part of sort of like cataloging that heritage through food?
One of the best things about writing this cookbook has been revealing more of our old memories. And I think that goes for family memories that we made together. And it also goes for individual memories that like we might have all forgotten about, honestly. Like my parents wrote their essays in the book, and as they were writing them, some of the stories that we had heard were more vividly on display than what we had ever heard around the dinner table. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the medium required that we kind of render it in a lot more detail, and then it was just cool to see, like, for example, like my dad's memories of like a Friday night rush at his parents' Chinese restaurant, or some of my mom's recipes growing up in Shanghai, and what she did with her friends after school in terms of like going to buy little scallion pancakes on the street. So some of those things that we heard about, or lightly heard about, I guess, over the years, were painted in much more vivid brushstrokes.
That was Sarah and Caitlin Lung. Their cookbook, which they co-wrote with their parents, is called The Walks of Life, Recipes to Know and Love from a Chinese American Family. And it's out now. Sarah and Caitlin Lung, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Andrew.